Brilliance Audio presents Nancy Wake, World War II's Most Rebellious Spy by Russell Braddon. Performed by Nico Evers Swindell. The story that follows is Nancy Wake's, and because of that, I have asked her to write the next and only important sentence on this page. I dedicate this book to everyone in France who helped us, even if it was only by refraining from helping the enemy, for that in itself required courage. But especially I dedicate it to my comrades in the Maquis d'Auvergne. Part 1. Nancy's War Begins. 1. The enemy arrive. A rebel, always laughing and very, very feminine. That's the best way to describe Nancy Wake. Although one could add that she had the disconcertingly direct stare of an infant child. Candid, unhurried and perceptive. And a child's serene brow. Her eyes were hazel ordinarily, but they went green when she cried and blue when she walked outside on a fine day. As a 12-year-old, she was a brilliant pupil in an Australian high school. Even then, she cooked the household meals and often had to clean the house, and she didn't like these tasks at all. She ran away from home twice. At 18, she was a nurse, cheerful and popular with the inmates, in a country mental hospital. In her early 20s, she began a world tour, supporting herself by freelance journalism, her sales stemming from good looks and personality as much as from an adequate literary talent. She earned enough to live and to keep moving. When she was 22, she took a flat in Paris and, with her first wage packet, bought two wire-haired terriers, one a dog, one a bitch. And these she promptly named Picon and Grenadine, as a compliment to France's drinking habits. She always loved Picon most, and it was he who was to live right through the next fantastic 7 years of her own life, so that when he died after the war, she wept for days. Friends asked her why. After all, he was only a dog. And she replied, "If you love dogs, you'll know part of the reason. The other part is that when Picon died..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?